We're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. We have people going back and forth getting sausage biscuits and whatever out here at Campbell Road Nursery.
Buying some of these beautiful poinsettias.
Yeah, come on out this morning. I know people tend to sleep later than they used to. And believe me, you need to come out and check out the greenhouse. We're in a greenhouse filled, just like every year, filled to capacity almost with poinsettias of all kinds of colors, Christmas cactus. Although, if you have read anything about Christmas cactus, you know that there are holiday cactus or cacti. There's a Thanksgiving and an Easter.
And a Christmas.
Yeah, and a Christmas. And the shapes of the leaves are a telltale sign of which you have, and there are kind of different directions for keeping those. Doctor, you were telling us not to keep the poinsettias. What about the Christmas cactus?
Oh, keep your Christmas cactus. Yeah. Although almost nobody has a Christmas cactus these
That's
days.
True.
Almost all of them are Thanksgiving cactus.
Yep.
Some of them are the ones you see for sale now that are just starting to bloom. That'll be blooming over Christmas. Next year, they're going to bloom on Thanksgiving for you. They won't be blooming on Christmas.
That's true.
Which means you got to go buy another one from your local nursery next Christmas, so you got flowers then and keep that nursery in business.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
There's several colors. I don't know.
Oh, I know.
It's amazing.
Some
yeah.
beautiful whites and reds and
fuchsias.
Pinks and fuchsias.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Blush.
Pastel blush, yeah.
Well, y'all are not mentioning my favorite, the cyclamen. They're just...
When you were out, we talked...
Oh, so
I mentioned,
you did.
I
okay.
meant, no, very, very briefly.
In great detail, we went into it while he was...
I talked about it because Melissa and I have must overwater it, or they're not getting enough sunlight or something, but we haven't been able to master
kitchen
the
window
cyclamen.
Once a week. And don't pour the water on while they're in the pot. Take them out. Take the saucer from underneath. Put it in the sink. Let it drain naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
When you're doing the watering.
So those cyclamen are persicas, which from the Middle East. So these are from Mediterranean climates.
Right.
And they are naturally attuned to Mediterranean weather systems, which means it's going to be dry all summer long. You get rain starting in the late fall, winter, and then it's moist during the winter, and then it goes dormant during the summer.
And then do they like more of an alkaline soil?
Yeah, they do,
like
as well.
Most,
yeah,
like
those things from there.
Like
yeah.
rosemary, lavender,
yeah.
things
yeah.
of that nature.
So, and so again, keeping them over is tough, but that's okay because you can buy them again next year. But yeah, you know, the thing that most people don't know is there are a ton of hardy cyclamen that you can plant outside in your garden that do provide color fall, early spring, and even in winter.
I have some over 40 years old. In fact, the last time you were there, Nelson, you said, pull that ivy up, get it off of them, the little pink.
Yeah.
They've been coming back and spread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they will, too.
It's easy order out of catalogs, too.
Yep, absolutely. And we've got local nursery, Plant Delights, that grows and propagates right. and sells them. But you know what's amazing? I don't know if you ever noticed this, Rufus, but when they get pollinated, the hardy ones, Hederifolium, the ivy-leafed cyclamen that most people grow, if they grow a hardy one that blooms in the fall, when those get pollinated, we don't usually look at them. But if you peel the leaves back and look down at the base of the plant, you'll see that after they get pollinated, the stem, the flowering stem, the pedicel, it coils up into a little coiled spring. And then down in there, you've got a little capsule of seeds that bursts open and releases a little. That's how they get all over.
I've noticed the coiling, but I didn't know what that was.
There's a little seed capsule down in there. It's very cool. Very cool.
See how much you learn by coming.
I'm telling you.
On the garden show.
Yeah. So the Christmas cactus, we have to shut that down for a few hours a day during, I guess, the. How many days during the summer, spring? I don't know. Don't they need darkness too?
Oh, darkness. They are attuned to the natural light fluctuations during the year, which is why they bloom at Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. But they're not nearly as sensitive as your poinsettias are. So you generally don't have to worry about having a kitchen light on or something at night if you've got it on the kitchen.
You don't have to put it in the closet like you do a poinsettia.
No, like you do, Rufus.
I've never had to.
We're not going to talk about Rufus coming out of the closet again, are we?
Old Tom here talking about me coming out of the closet. I'm not going to do that.
We were talking about the cyclamen and poinsettias coming out of the closet. So,
does yours stay green all year, or does it go dormant during the cyclamen?
Cyclamen?
Yeah.
Goes dormant.
Yep.
Yeah. What is Linda's secret?
Well,
how long has she had it?
Well, these are outside.
Oh.
But do you have one? You have one of these cyclamen inside that you kept?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Oh, yeah. Does that one stay green all year?
Totally green.
Totally green.
Okay. I have that pink one right there behind you.
Yeah.
And you've had it for a long time.
Yeah, I got it. Phil's about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe the magic is Phil's.
It could be.
But how have you been watering it?
I don't know. I have. I don't think I've watered.
They don't like standing in water.
Yeah. And I don't think, we overdo it. I don't know. And we got it at Phil's too.
What's but that?
Cyclamen. We were talking about we don't have luck like Rufus and other people do with cyclamen.
You're good.
Y'all just use the same microphone.
Well, they're over here cuddling. I mean,
yeah, that's right. That's fine.
I put very little water. In fact, if I come in here and see any water in one of these cups,
pour it out.
I pour it out immediately. So it's always good to have a saucer, even if you have a poinsettia that's wrapped. It's nice to put a saucer under it. I know it might be a little unsightly, but it's going to make the life of it a lot longer.
Because Patrick said to get rid of the wrapper.
Well, you can put a hole in it.
Yeah.
You put a hole in the wrapper and put this under it, and then you can see. And if there's water in here, then it's too much.
Yeah. So what about light?
Light for a cyclamen?
Yeah.
I would say a cyclamen needs to be like in a sunny window or at least some good light. Yes. Not bright light.
I think that's probably what we don't have.
But some good light.
Is enough light.
Right.
Because I don't think we really water it that much.
Right.
We have in the past when we had one that was alive.
Did you gently notice how she backed me up, Michael?
Oh, I don't doubt whatever you say, Rufus.
Whatever you say.
There's no question. Whatever you say, sir.
No.
So I'm not worried about a backup.
All I know whatever about Rufus plants says. Is what my mama taught me.
That's right. Well, that's good.
I mean, you know, we talked about this so many times. The easiest way to kill a plant is to put too much water on it. I mean, you can let it get dry. I can let my pansies get dry, and I can let them be lying flat on the soil and go down there and water them, and they'll pop back up. So we never water any beds that we plant around here. We never water them. I mean, there's no point.
Those trailing pansies that I got from you.
Yeah.
God, they're gorgeous.
Are they?
Yeah, man.
Those are doing really
standing
well this
up
year.
Shining.
Yeah. Those are doing great. Where'd you get that? Oh, that's, I thought, you know what I thought that was?
That was a nut.
No, I thought that.
That's just a wrapper from a sausage biscuit.
And I'm going to go get something and show you. It looks just like a praying mantis sack.
Oh, I thought it was like you were going to say chili and potato.
Oh,
want any praying mantis around this morning.
Oh, let me tell you.
I'm getting
the ones,
an education on this show like I have never.
You'll find them in Christmas trees.
We're shaking them out of the trees out there. And last summer when they hatched out, we had them out here on the little green green desk, and they were going everywhere. I mean, thousands of them.
Were they the Chinese ones? Oh, these are small ones.
These are the babies.
Yeah.
But they are, golly, I've never seen so many praying mantis.
They came from Mexico, right, Patrick? Hmm? They came from Mexico.
China. But we have a native one. We have a Carolina mantis that's brown and a little smaller.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Chinese one is, I've seen huge ones.
Yeah.
I mean, they freak me out with their heads turning around like, I know it. Like they know what you're talking about. Yeah, your eyes moving around. Oh, man.
Well, they in the movie The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Shane came over today just to interrupt for just a second.
You're not interrupting. This is your remote.
Okay. But Shane came over, and we're just so glad to have him. And his mom and stepmom are listening right now, and he would like to give a shout-out to them.
All right.
One of them is close to High Point, and the other one is, guess where? One of my favorite places.
Ashe County.
West Jefferson.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be brief. My mom, Betty, is listening in Archdale. She's a regular listener. She says hi. And my stepmother, Kathy, is up in West Jefferson, and she's actually working with Reese right now.
Oh, wow.
So her and my dad, Val, are up there working on those. So just want to say hi.
I thought your dad was going to be here to see Congressman Etheridge today.
Yeah, I think he wanted to. Kathy will probably talk to him. We'll do something early in the year.
All right.
Just got to get him down here.
Shane had the most extraordinary exhibit at the State Fair in the flower show area, and he got second place, and I think that was a travesty. An absolute
undoubtedly first place.
Yeah. I mean, there was nothing close to it.
Sometimes
I know everybody worked
those
hard.
Judges, don't you? I mean, it's.
Well, you know, they do the best they can. Judges have problems. I know Rufus was hit on the head and chased off during the Miss Mule Days contest. I pray for them too, but I think that was. Yeah,
probably.
Well, maybe.
You can bring Dan in here and talk to him about that. I've gotten
already,
that out of my system.
We've already talked to Dan about it, and I didn't mean to bring up this again. But
talking in the garden, the only thing I'll say is those sunflowers, I have gotten seeds and dried seeds. You wouldn't believe it. So if any of you guys want any unusual sunflower seeds, all those cool colors that grow, I will give you as many as you want. Just let me know.
Well, Rufus needs them.
All right, Rufus. You got them. You got them.
Well, Shane, thank you, and hope all of you and your family have a wonderful Christmas. And happy
thanks,
New
Mike.
Year.
I hope you too.
How are things up in West Jefferson in that area?
As far as the recovery you're talking about from Helene, they've been doing really well. You know, they got a lot of things put back, I'll say fairly quickly, but within a few months. And they had these loaders in the new river, clearing the rivers out. I say the rivers are probably in the best shape they've ever been.
We need to take a break, and Campbell Road Nursery will be back. Coming up here on WPTF. All right, we're back on WPTF in one of the greenhouses here at Campbell Road Nursery, filled to capacity almost with poinsettias and cyclamen and Christmas cactus and
what else do we have? It's picturesque just coming into this area.
That's right.
Christmas rose.
Christmas rose. Yeah, Dan brought in some Christmas rose. Rufus loves the Christmas rose. And this type. Oh, Doctor, you want to explain what we have here? These are not the type that seed all over the place, right?
No, yeah. So the type that seeds all over the place is, these are hellebores, helleborus.
Rufus calls them hellebore.
Hellebore, yeah.
Hellebores.
And the one that most of us are familiar with is Lenten rose.
That's right.
And that's Orientalis, a hybrid And this one is Niger, which blooms at Christmas time and doesn't have the issues the other does because it's marginally successful here, which means you can grow it, but it's not gonna overtake everything. Need to make sure that's another one you need drainage for, is the Christmas rose versus
Phil,
the Lenten
is back.
Rose.
I want to ask you, Phil, how many Christmas trees did you get in your shipments?
They're beautiful.
447.
Wow.
And there's still a few left. They're the most beautiful Christmas trees I have
ever. We've sold over half of them, but I priced the first, I think we put out about 170 to put in the water and on the stands. I priced every one of those the first go round, okay? And I did not find one tree that did not look absolutely perfect.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, there's going to be some that have got a hole on one side or something. We're going to give you the money off on that, and you can put that against the wall or put it in the corner.
I think, Phil, that we bought one. It is perfectly shaped.
Well,
it's
see,
the most beautiful thing, but it's got a split in it, but it soaks up water better than any tree we've ever had.
Splits.
So I think you ought to go out there and split every
one. I know. Splits will not hurt a tree.
No.
What happens is when it's really hot, when it's really hot and then it rains and then you cut the tree, it splits. All of them don't split, but I always get a tree that's split because it takes up more water.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're the most beautiful trees.
Thank you, Tom.
I'll tell you. You take a look at them and it's hard finding an imperfection in them. I'm serious about
that. It is.
I don't know if you can say that or not, Phil.
Oh, wow.
Unless it just sent that to me.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's what, and you know, they shear these trees, and whoever's doing our guys, whoever's doing Rusty's trees right now, they're doing a really good job.
Where do yours come from?
From Warrensville, North Carolina. It's between West Jefferson and Lansing.
Yeah.
Right off of 88.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, they're pretty.
Yep.
And they were they weren't cut down weeks ago. They were.
No. The first batch we got, we went on a Wednesday. The trees were cut on Sunday and Monday. The second batch we went on Monday, they were cut on Saturday and Sunday. That's how we
do
it.
Much fresher than that.
No, and when we get them here, we give them a fresh cut and put them in water.
Wow.
So, and then when you buy the tree, we give you a fresh cut, and this is not taking a lot away from the tree. It's just we're giving you little slivers of a cut just to make it take up water better, and then we put it in your stand, and we have free delivery. So,
wow.
Golly,
Bill.
Well,
do you decorate?
That is incredible.
No.
I mean, that would be a full service. Hey,
my guys came back one day, and they were like, that lady had us to move that tree all over the place. And so I was like, it's okay. She's a customer.
Yeah.
To just do what the customer
I know,
wants.
But come on, have a little common sense, people.
But it was good.
I decided that common sense isn't.
I don't, some people have it, some people ain't.
It's common.
Some people are common.
But we're very fortunate to have the trees, and then my brother growing the poinsettias, and we got some of our poinsettias from Williams Plant Farm. Jim and his group had a little bit of a problem with some of them, so they're doing good.
We're going to talk more about this and a lot of other things coming up on the WPTF Weekend Gardener from Campbell Road Nursery. Come on out. We're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener Mike Rayleigh here. The rest of the folks are kind of here and there. Patrick's stayed here and Tom stayed here. Rufus is all over the place.
He just can't take it.
I know. And Congressman Etheridge has left the building. And so we got folks coming in and out. But please come out. This is really extraordinary here in this greenhouse. But everything about...
Well, it was kind of rainy and messy early on this morning. Yeah. But it turned out to be a fairly decent morning.
We got... it's a little foggy out there. I wasn't anticipating the fog.
I know.
It's pretty dense fog this morning. But, you know, it's chilly. We don't have the snow, but it's still very Christmassy. You know, it could be 70 degrees this morning or something.
It's when I came up here early this morning and it was just starting to get light, I was looking back towards the woods there, and it almost looked like the mountains early in the morning when there's a little bit of fog.
Uh-huh.
And it's just...
That's a beautiful sight.
I know.
We used to have a place up near Boone, and to see that fog lift from the valley up, it's just fascinating.
I know. Bill Leslie puts a lot of pictures on from up at Glade Valley, and he's put some on like that.
Yeah, really extraordinary.
Is he living out there
now? No, I don't think... they're probably staying up there as much as they can. I would be, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Heck, yeah.
We loved it.
Yeah, he can see Pilot Mountain from there, and it's a great place.
We had this gorgeous view of Grandfather Mountain.
Yeah.
And we could see into Tennessee. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There's nothing like it. It's very peaceful.
Rufus, do you realize you have something hanging down in front of you?
I certainly do. That's my Christmas beard.
What is it really?
Just don't ask.
I mean, where'd you get it? So you know you had it on you.
Yes, I did. It didn't grow on me overnight.
Even if somebody attached that to you at your Christmas party. That to the Capitol the
it
other
twinkles.
Day.
Yes, I sure did.
Yes, sir.
I have never seen anything like that.
He had it in his little
coming out, didn't he?
Lapel, his kerchief, the other night at his
Christmas
party.
In your kerchief?
Yes.
Pocket?
I had a little pocket square.
Oh, your pocket square. Okay.
Pocket square.
I thought you had something on your head. But
I thought it was chest hair there for a minute, except it's lit.
It's got some. It does have some lights on it. Who gave you this?
Well, Nancy Carter Moore, the lady helped me write the book.
The author, yes.
She likes to order things in the mail.
I think that's extraordinary. It really is. It's certainly
it's unique
conversation piece.
Yeah, it's probably.
I've been noticing it, and I was hesitant to bring it up, but
I like the idea of a beard that Tom said.
Yeah. Well, we used to have a guy at PTF who Let's Tell the People, L.C. Bruce.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So would you like to tell the people about this?
L.C. Bruce.
Oh, my gosh. We could do a whole program on L.C. Bruce.
Yeah. If you wanted to be blindsided, L.C. was abandoned.
Well, one time I happened to be in a car with L.C. Bruce, and we were going to the Maryland-Carolina ball game. And L.C. drove right through the yard up there. Everybody's yard. I said, please stop, L.C., please stop.
Well, didn't you have any security with you?
What I loved about him is you ask him a question and 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
You might get an answer.
So
what company was he with? I'm trying to think.
I don't remember. I just remember the show. And he would ask you, what would you like to tell the people? And if you weren't ready, you look like a fool.
There's
a lot of dead air.
He was in Rotary Club, and he helped me form one of my guiding principles, which is never give a microphone to somebody if you don't know who they are or what they're
going
to
say.
True.
Yep.
I'll tell you.
All right. Well, I still want to know more about these Christmas cactuses, Doctor. Would you say these are Thanksgiving? But are there differences in the leaves?
The leaf shape.
Yes.
Right.
So expand on that some.
Well, the leaves on a Christmas cactus, which you don't see really for sale much anymore. But if you're lucky enough to know somebody who's got a pass along, you might get a piece of it. We've got some of each at the house. But they have sort of rounded lobes on each one of the stem segments of the cactus, and the Thanksgiving cactus is species is truncata, and it has these long sort of pointed almost like spines up the side of each one of the cladodes, each one of the stem segments. But regardless, all of these cactus, it's really interesting. They grow in southeastern Brazil naturally. Okay?
Oh.
And they're all adapted for hummingbird pollination. So if you wonder why the reddish-colored flowers, the tubular, they're actually mm-hmm. pollinated by hummingbirds. And the seeds, it, like all cactus, it produces a little fleshy berry, and that berry is carried around by birds. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool plant, and it's okay to buy one every year that's blooming at Christmas time because, again, you're just supporting the industry.
There you go.
Well, I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. Now, these are pointy. I mean, they're a little...
That's the truncata, like yeah. So it's the... It's Christmas, but it's technically a Thanksgiving.
The false Christmas cactus.
Yeah, can you tell by the leaf?
Yeah.
Well, right, and they don't have leaves. That's the other thing about most cactus.
Well, that looks like a leaf to me.
It's flat, and it looks like a leaf. But what I want you to think about the prickly pear that you've seen growing around here in people's yards. And each one of those segments, it's not a leaf. It's actually a stem. And so this is a stem segment on here, and cactus, most cactus have no leaves.
Yeah, okay.
All most right. cactus have no leaves. One genus of cactus, the most ancient one that's down in South America, that does have leaves. And all cactus are uniquely American.
How about that?
Yeah, this is an American group. There's one genus of pencil cactus that grows in trees mm-hmm. that apparently got washed out on the Amazon River and ended up in West Africa. But aside from that, there are no cactus in the old world. If you see them there, they were taken there by people.
So what did you say, Nelson? This was a sort of a Christmas cactus, but it's really a Thanksgiving cactus?
Well, I said it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, but it's really a Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I am so confused.
Oh. And we we sold these as Christmas cactuses, and I would have people call me out. And, I just, you know. Conceded to it,
Christmas
whatever.
Time cactus.
There you go.
That's what it
it's
is.
It's a Christmas time. I like it.
Christmas time cactus. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You're gonna have to get Melissa to make some more peanut brittle. Rufus is just about going through his whole.
I knew I shouldn't have brought it to you.
No, you're a wise man,
okay.
Patrick. I'm going to have to tell you, I started out with the cactus about 25 years ago, in a pot about that size. Well, it was at a 3-incher. Mm-hmm. And now it's in at least a 20-gallon pot, bringing it in each year.
Wow.
It is huge, and that's one example I'll take. I'll go against your wisdom on that one. I'm going to keep that one.
Yes, you should. Christmas cactus, all these cactus, these holiday cactus, they're very easy to keep over year to year.
They're pass-along plants, too.
They are.
So a lot of them have sentimental value.
In my house, we have a real Christmas cactus with little blunt edges to the stems that's passed along from my wife Wayna's grandmother to her aunt.
Wow.
I love it. Yeah.
So why don't we see those anymore?
They're not as showy. They don't have as large and spectacular a flower as the Thanksgiving.
Well, we'll talk more about this and other things. Other plants, they are pretty. Folks walking out with beautiful plants here at Campbell Road Nursery on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back. A little hot tea there.
It's you and I.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. It's we're hearty souls. We hang in there, and everybody needs to stand up every once in a while. Get the circulation going back in the legs. Dave, you doing okay? Walk around here to one of the stick mics near Rufus and say hello to us. Give us the latest on what your wife has been doing this week.
He brought her wife today. I think he brought her.
No, that's my lovely daughter. That's my mom.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
Oh shit. Sorry.
We where's your wife? Why wouldn't she come?
She was going to a Zumba class later on this morning.
What is Zumba?
It's some kind of
Zumba,
exercise.
Zumba,
thing.
Zumba, Zumba, Zumba. You know, you're a Carolina fan.
Oh, yeah.
So
we didn't call it Zumba, though.
So last week you were asking about anniversary songs, Mike. So I sent you that one from the Flintstones. I sent you a clip from that where Fred and some police officers sing Happy Anniversary to Wilma. And
where did you send it?
I sent it to your email, like while you were on the air last week. And the reason why it came to mind is my lovely wife sings it every anniversary that we have. So it's...
Does it get old?
No. she only sings the chorus. She doesn't sing all the other
Well, I don't
Well, I'm
see
sorry.
It.
I'll resend
let
it
me,
to you.
Let me look around, and but I don't see it in my regular mail unless it went to.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you say you have your mother and your daughter here?
Yes.
Let's say hello. Here's dear mom.
Mouthful.
That's all right.
Do you like your son's gardening ability?
Do you like him?
he's my baby. Okay.
Well, he's a good friend of our program here.
And a lot of the plants that you're talking about today, I'm from Florida, and so I have my poinsettia just out in the yard, and it does this thing every year.
Nice.
And the same thing with the Christmas cactus. I just, it's in a pot, but I put it under the bushes, and it gets its dark and light, whatever it needs, and mine's just budding now. So
what part of Florida are you from?
New Smyrna Beach, which is...
Yeah, that's a Daytona area.
Right 10 miles below. Yeah.
So. Used to go to the races there when I was a kid every year because my father owned race cars. So
a lot of the plants that you're talking about are in my yard. Doing what
it's incredible. Yeah, but... That's one of the good things about Florida.
Well, we want to hear from Dave's daughter. Come on over here.
Yes,
this beautiful girl. Tell us all about you. What's your name and where do you go to school?
Good morning. My name is Kelly, and I recently graduated from High Point University.
Woo-woo. Nice. All right. Boy, what a campus that is.
What a
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It is a great school, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, it seems like. I know a lot of really smart people go to school there. So nice. What are you majoring in?
Sales and marketing.
She graduated. Oh, okay. She's a graduate.
Research.
So she's looking for a job.
Okay.
And living in the Greensboro area right now.
Yes.
Well, sales is hard, and if you're good, you can really make a lot of money. But just like anything, you've got to work hard, and I'm sure you have in school. And so you will do the same thing in whatever line of marketing or sales that you choose. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
That's a really hard job, sales. That's one thing I haven't done at WPTF is trying to sell.
Pleasing personality.
I do sell on the air. I sell products on the air.
Yes, you do.
I was going to say, I think I just heard you selling aluminum siding.
No, they don't have aluminum siding. They used to.
Here comes Big John, and behind Big John is Santa.
Oh, my.
Well, who's...
heavens above.
Who's Big...
There's Santa Claus and Big John.
What a combination.
How can you have anything
Well, I'll tell you, that
better.
Is a Santa Claus. Or a bouncer, I don't know which.
Yeah.
That's totally. big boys here. Well,
Zanny, I'll declare he fits the bill, doesn't he?
He certainly does. Well, should we talk to Santa?
Yeah.
Well, we should.
I think so.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa, would you mind talking to your constituency?
It would be my pleasure.
Good morning,
Good
sir.
Morning to you. Good morning to you.
You brought out a beautiful outfit this morning. I'm sure you have many, but is that ermine or
polar bear?
Polar bear.
Yes, polar bear.
Of course, I should have recognized that. What a gorgeous
yes.
What a gorgeous outfit.
Very warm, water repellent, especially on a day like today.
Yeah, I'm not sure if anybody at this table has been good this year or good enough.
Oh my God!
And I'm sure you know.
I heard rumors about this guy.
Yeah. Well,
Oh, no. Well, Santa, I want to know what being good means. Just what does it mean?
Well, I wish I could tell you.
He just knows.
I need some guidance.
I just know.
Yeah. A couple nights ago, I don't know I was too good.
You were good.
Was that good?
When I saw you at your Christmas party, you were very good.
You were good. It was a school night. You were good.
There was some mystery.
I said, Rufus, Commissioner, how are you? And he said, don't bother me. And so I didn't. But other than that, he was very nice.
He exaggerates a little bit.
Not much, but
a
little bit.
Did I send old Santa's laugh and tell him?
But no, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, you need to.
Remember, I only deal with toys.
Me too.
Okay. What do you want for Christmas?
Let's see.
A new toy train.
No, I got a train.
Okay.
He wants his wife to be fully well.
A helicopter.
Helicopter.
I could do a helicopter. About this big?
No.
A Swarovski helicopter?
Oh, yeah, you said you only deal with toys.
Well, they have model Swarovski helicopters.
This is getting very technical. And in this day and age, Santa, you have to be technical, too. You have to keep up with the time.
Oh, yes. The most popular toys I've been getting is every video game you can think of. Helicopters, toy helicopters.
Yeah.
iPads.
iPads.
Phones.
It's a nice thing to have. Well, you have kind of a rigorous schedule, don't you?
Pretty much.
Glad you had time to come by here.
I'm glad this is my favorite place.
It is a special place.
It is indeed. I'm among a sea of poinsettias of every color.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. And the trees outside, love the smell of a fresh cut tree.
Yeah, I do too. That's if for no other reason, it gets me in the Christmas spirit to have those fragrances that we associate with Christmas and the sights and sounds too. Mm-hmm. So, I hope most of us have been good this year. And
my elves have been keeping tab of you.
I know, and I know it's a hard job. To separate the good from the bad, the wheat from the chaff. But
look, I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment. I might plead ignorance, but I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment
about carrying on.
Yeah, about being good.
Oh, I think you're a good person.
I think he's going to look mercifully on Rufus Edmiston.
Mercy.
Now, look, I don't want justice. That's what clients come to me and say. I don't want to fool with justice. I want mercy.
That's right. See, Santa, he helps people.
Santa's big on mercy and grace.
I've never had that one attributed to me, or those.
Grace?
Grace.
That's good. Grace? Yeah. No, I think.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Grace. Right. Dadgum, there's Cheryl.
Cheryl!
Well, I'll be
Cheryl, she survived eating all of that peanut brittle.
Oh, my goodness.
You did save some. You didn't eat all of it, did you?
There's Santa.
It's a lot of there is Santa. He is decked out this morning. Well, you like that, John? Yeah. So, Santa, I appreciate you taking time to come by here and having time to talk with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Anybody's interested, I'll be here at 2 o'clock. Come one, come all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kids get over here and see Santa.
Tell me what you want for Christmas.
We haven't allowed. We've tried to keep people out of your chair over there too, because that's a sacred.
It's very comfortable.
It's
I know.
Sacred, sacred place. Well, thank you, Santa,
thank you very much.
Santa.
Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
How about that?
All right, Big John.
Yes, sir.
It's your turn, son.
John, John, go wherever you want.
Come here, Big John.
You don't have to be so formal with us. Just find a microphone. You know about microphones.
A little bit.
So, have a seat. While Cheryl looks around this morning. And
how you doing, Precious?
Good, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
Am I not Precious?
And few.
I would not. Precious and few. Isn't that cute?
That's great, John.
John, have you done all your Christmas shopping yet? Yeah, go ahead. If you want to. Any time, John.
Rome won't build in a day. Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's meticulous. Broadcasters are meticulous about their equipment. So
to answer your question, yeah, I've got pretty much
pretty much
yeah.
done.
Did you get a lot for Cheryl?
Oh, or? Yeah.
Okay.
I might be dumb, but I ain't crazy. The best for the queen bee.
So you're gonna lead off your show tomorrow, your beach music show, with Silly Little Girl by the Tams.
1966, yeah.
Why not?
Who don't like the Tams?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Got to play White Christmas by the Temptations. So.
That's
oh,
right.
Wow. Now, what vintage Temptations is that? Is that
mid-60s.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, Mike wouldn't know about the mid-60s there.
Are you calling me?
Uh-huh. I know about the mid-60s.
I'll call you on my phone tomorrow and play it for you. How about
all right.
Everybody's got, you can go around the world just like you guys, you know.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, other than that, are you doing okay, John?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, yeah. You know. So, got a little stomach issue, but other
than I'm that, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, certainly don't want that.
Lose a little weight.
It wasn't from the peanut brittle, I hope.
Not where did Melissa send some up here to us?
Did Cheryl eat that? I gave you one specially.
I didn't even get a smell of a peanut.
And Rufus got his second.
No,
I will share one with you, John. Go ahead.
All right, Mr. Secretary, how you doing, by the way?
No, John said he had stomach issues. You can't eat peanut brittle if you have stomach issues.
Right. It's rice and applesauce.
That's right. That's all you get, John.
Okay.
That's what Dr. Parsons says. Eat applesauce.
Rice and applesauce.
Well, applesauce is the best.
What if you don't like applesauce?
Well,
I hear some background
noise. We got to go.
That's right.
More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF from Campbell Road Nursery.